Oh, good morning, good morning, good afternoon. Where are we?
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
No.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
There we go. I'm joined in the studio. Do you like the music?
It's a bit better.
Sorry about that. I played the wrong track. I'm joined in the studio by Molly Miller, who is here with Ask Molly, featuring loads of beauty products. Molly writes for the Brentwood Gazette and the Gazette series, all the Chronicles in Essex as well, with her beauty features. So it's lovely. I'm coming out. Listen.
Sounds like I'm...
No, you're not gay.
Is that I'm coming out?
Oh, yeah, I'm coming out. I meant it's a coming out in sort of like springing out. In... I'll turn that off. I'll just turn that off. That's the wrong backing track. You can just get rid of that. Right, now you're here. I've done it wrong again. Now you're here with loads and loads of beauty.
I'm coming out. No, my mum will be running for the
There you go. Learn something new every day. Now Molly is coming with some great beauty products. So let's crack on and find out what you've got in your little bag of delights.
Okay. Well, first of all, hello. How are you?
You came along to the food night, didn't you? On Friday.
Yes, I did. It was really good. It was interesting to go to a party where I didn't know anybody.
You knew me. It's mustard seed cooked. She does a dinner party. There's about, I think there's about 20 of us. I sit down and eat and then get full up with food, then I have to sing. And it's just a random mix of people.
Yeah, whereas I just eat your extra pudding, don't I?
Well, I said to do you know what? I said to Molly, can you look after this cheesecake? I'm just going to go and do my hour set. And I turned round. I hadn't even left the table. Where's my dessert? You'd eaten it.
I know. I thought you didn't want it.
I didn't get a chance.
But it was one of those little tiny desserts where you know you put the spoon in and you get one mouthful, it's like I want more.
Well, you did get more. You got two.
I got yours.
Well, looking at me, I probably didn't need to have dessert, to be quite honest.
Oh, Debbie says no. It was a very nice evening, but the food was absolutely delicious. Really nice, yum. Right, okay.
What's wrong with you today? Just laughing.
I do laugh a lot. Okay, right, first of all, I'm going, so this week for the Gazettes I'm writing about pregnancy feature, because my lovely, amazing nanny, well, she's not even a nanny because that makes me sound really snobbish, but she's like a family friend, but she's helped me look after the children for a long time, and she's pregnant and she's leaving soon and I don't want her to leave.
Your nanny was pregnant. How does that work out? Well, she's about 95 or something.
It's
not right.
No, Sally, she's so lovely and I don't want her to leave, and I know the kids are going to be absolutely devastated. So I'm putting her in the paper. Actually, I've got a photo shoot this afternoon, and I'm talking about pregnancy. Sure. So the first thing that I've got here is the Dermalogica Ultra Calming Cleanser.
Yep.
Now, it's £26.90, which is quite a lot, but it lasts absolutely ages. The thing is, when you're pregnant, your skin and your hormone balances can completely change your skin type. It can go from dry to oily, but most of the time it can go very, very sensitive. You've got to also make sure what's in the products. There's certain essential oils that you can't use during pregnancy. This one is really, really good for any itchy skin. It's good for anything that's got any kind of inflammation or anything. It helps with irritation, and so it's very, very gentle on the skin. It's got in it raspberry, lavender, cone flower and cucumber extract, so it just helps desensitize the skin. But as I say, I can remember when I was pregnant. Actually, when I was pregnant, I was okay. I didn't actually have too many, apart from throwing
up. Like an illness to me. Because I don't have children, it makes me feel sick.
Does it?
Yeah, like an alien growing in your body. It's like that film Aliens, where it goes meep, meep, and it runs.
Yeah, you know what? When Freddie was in my tummy, that did make me feel. I did just see that little foot coming out. Yeah. But do you know what? I kind of think it's nice.
Impulsive.
Well, I was really sick with mine. Really sick. The other thing, and talking of sickness, so the other thing I've got here is the Toothy Tabs. Ooh. Now, I know. Now, the reason why I'm putting these in a pregnancy feature is because when you're pregnant, you can get really bad bleeding of the gums, and it's absolutely... Yeah, you're blessed. Oh, yeah, I haven't started yet.
I don't even know about pregnancy. I don't want to know.
Right. So, but you can get really bad gingivitis. You can get very bad...
I'm sorry to laugh if you're pregnant out there. It just sounds awful, sorry. Right. Gingivitis, bleeding gums, yeah. Flaky skin, yeah. Itchy bits. Go on.
Oh, don't say gross. Anyway, so it's disgusting. Right, so Toothy Tabs. These are £2 and you get 40. And what I love about these are from Lush. When I was pregnant, the smell of mint made me throw up. It was, honestly, I had to search high and low for a toothpaste that didn't smell of toothpaste. And I know several people like this. I have one friend that I know that was in hospital for, I've forgotten the proper name of it now, but it's where you just can't stop being sick and you get so dehydrated. And it was seriously serious stuff, Michelle.
Sorry.
Anyway.
I've never heard anything about it being pregnant. It just caused so many horrible side effects.
Oh, no, it's lovely. No, it's lovely.
You get something at the end, normally piles.
Right. Anyway, these toothy tabs come in 7 different flavours, which is really good, because then if you don't like mint like I didn't when I was pregnant, then you'll probably find something that might make you throw up. But these are actually really good. You've got to be so spot on with your dental hygiene when you're pregnant, but these are actually really good for anyone. If I can get the box open, I'm not doing this very well here, and I've got to put these in a photo shoot later, so they're going to look really naff, but anyway. But basically, you literally just get one of these little tabs, and it's like a little tablet thing, and you just chew that between your teeth. You chew, you chew this little tiny pill between your teeth, and it dissolves into like a toothpaste.
Oh.
And you just take your brush with you. And these are really handy. Oh, I mean, if you've got a hot day or something, nothing worse than garlic breath, is there? So, you know, so always carry your toothy tabs around with you.
Very good.
And they're from Lush. Also from Lush for the pregnancy is the Ultra Balm All-Purpose Balm. Now, this is brilliant if you've got chapped nipples, right? Sorry. I know you hate that word, chapped boobs, whatever. Yesterday, I was walking through Lakeside. I've got to say this. It was shocking. I was walking through Lakeside yesterday, and there was a girl that walked through, a very attractive girl, and she had a completely sheer blouse on without a bra.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was just shopping with Mum.
Yeah, and I waved, Michelle, is that you?
And, just and I waved back, but not with my hands. Sorry, carry on.
Anyway, and now you're looking at your boobs. Anyway, this is a really serious beauty feature, please. And I just made me laugh because this guy walked past. I walked past and did a double take, and this guy, who must have been about in his 40s, he walked past and he actually turned round and walked back, and he clocked me seeing him what he did, and I just started laughing. But anyway, the girl was oblivious. Mm. I don't even think she realised. But anyway, this has got nothing to do with Ultra Balm, of course. Ultra Balm from Lush is £8.25. Mm-hmm. Now, it's brilliant for lip balm. You can use it as a cuticle softener. It's pretty much like the Elizabeth Hour 8 Arden Cream. You can use it to banish dry skin. But it's really good and very, very gentle if you have got, you know, if you're breastfeeding, because that can be very painful. That's another nice side effect. It can be very painful. Also, it's really good for runners as well, for men if they're running. So, and it's got in it all natural ingredients. It's got in it jojoba oil. It's got candelia wax and rose wax in it, all preservative free.
Excellent.
And then also from Lush, I've got the Breath of Fresh Air Toner, which is £3.95. Again, when you're pregnant, your skin, you can get so dehydrated and you get your hot flushes and so on. Yep. This is also brilliant for menopausal women, again, because it's all completely natural. And it really does waking you up. It's got in it citrus, or it's got in it lemon, it's got in it rose, patchouli oil. Have a little squirt of that. It's got in it... it's actually called Breath of Fresh Air from Lush, and these are all available from Lush.
That's nice, actually,
just give it a spray, but it really does refresh in you. It's brilliant for this weather as well. When I was pregnant with my daughter, it was just so it was so hot. It was a heat wave. Mm. So there's a couple of things for when you're pregnant.
Right.
Do you want to go into?
We're going to save. We've got coming up some verbena from Crabtree and Evelyn. We've also got Clarins, and we've got Bare Minerals as well.
Yes.
Right, still joining me in the studio is the lovely Molly Miller. She's got, what the hell's that? What's this stuff here?
Oh, this is basically DHC. It's revitalising moisture strips to your mouth. You basically chuck them over your mouth to keep you quiet. No, you don't. Would you like one?
I don't know. What, is this for people who've got, like, smoker's lines?
Yes, exactly.
Right.
It's exactly what it's for. And you know it's for lipstick lines, smoker's lines, laughter lines. So basically, you know, you get those little fine vertical lines, especially smokers.
Yep.
The mouth obviously gets thinner as you get older, and a lot of people spend money on eye creams and so on, but not many people look at the mouth, and the mouth is one of the first signs, you know, that you can tell where it's aging. So these have got in them mulberry and peony, which brighten. They've got in them olive leaf extract, which protects and firms. And basically what you do is you've got a strip in here. You just literally apply one strip above the top lip and one under the bottom lip.
Yeah.
And it just gives it a big shot of vitamins, you know, just...
And how much of that? How many did you get in a pack?
These are six treatments, and they're £9.50, and they're from www.dhcuk.co.uk, or you can get them from Selfridges or Fenwick's or Bentalls. But they are there. It's you can see it, can't you? As you get older, you do get those lines.
Yeah.
And it's not very attractive, is it?
So not really, not.
No.
Never mind. We haven't got that problem anyway. Moving on.
Right. Moving on. I've got here Clinique. This is their new long-lasting soft matte formula. I don't want to have to look at that colour.
See, the thing is with long-lasting lipsticks, I've never got a long-lasting lipstick that's ever lasted long.
These do last. I have checked them. They last about, I think, about 6 hours.
Lovely colour.
It's a beautiful colour. It's a real summer coral.
Lovely.
Beautiful with a tan. They come in 8 shades. And what I like about this is that it's creamy. So you don't get, with matte lipsticks, you often get that real dry flaking, they flake, don't they? They go all dry and yucky. These don't. They've got beeswax in them, so that's what's helped with the moisture. What do you think of it? Oh, it really suits you. Oh, the colour really suits you. You can have that.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. I put it in the paper last week.
Now I really like it.
It really does suit you.
It's,
so the colour, I'd say, is good for tans, but then also really good for... really pale. It's really giving your face a lift.
It doesn't come off. I've got it on my fingers.
It doesn't come off because it's long-lasting, you see. That's why you don't wipe it all over your hands.
It's back of my hand and my fingers. Yeah. Lovely.
So, that's okay. Oh. It's a beautiful colour, isn't it? I put that one in the paper last week. So, now, moving on, actually, I want to go to the Clarins, because this is the last bit that I had of my pregnancy thing, which I didn't finish with. This is a stretch mark minimiser, and the tonic body treatment oil. Now, Clarins have got a whole line specifically for pregnant women, and I used Clarins for my pregnancy, and I've got to say, I didn't really get many stretch marks at all. I've got a few where I lost weight afterwards on my tone, but nothing at all, you know, compared to other people that I know. That you can get, some people, bless them, are really, really covered. And the great thing with this stretch mark minimizer, which I'm putting in the paper this week, is it just doesn't help reduce the look of stretch mark. It prevents them forming, but when you first get stretch marks, they're that bright red.
Yeah.
Well, this can help fade them when it's at that stage. So if you see a bright red stretch mark, chuck this on. But you have to use it. You have to use it quite often. It's not one of these things you can just put on and then, you know. So I'm just looking. It's got in it oils of olive, coconut, and palm. It's £37, but it has been. There's a quick two-step application method inside, which has been specifically written for pregnant women. So it helps with tight skin, it smooths and hydrates, it fades discoloration, and it's got in it Crowberry, a Clarins innovation, which helps the skin's texture. But if you go to a Clarins counter, they'll explain it all to you. But I do think, people often say to me, are these worth using? I definitely think so, especially the oils. Now, have a whiff of this. This is a tonic body treatment oil, and these are all completely safe to use. Even though they've got essential oils in them, they are designed for pregnancy. This is a firming and toning one. Have a smell. It smells incredible. Now, when I was pregnant, I used the Clarins oils on my hips and everything. No, you can undo that. I will put it in a photo shoot, but you can undo it. I'm going in a photo shoot this afternoon. And I put loads of oils on my skin, and it was brilliant. But with the Clarins one, it's lovely, amazing, isn't it?
It's lovely.
What you do is you actually can put it on you and then just slightly shower yourself and let the water disperse with the oil and let it go into your skin. But they do work. The other thing as well, and again, this is going from a pregnancy thing, and this is a bit... I don't know, have you heard of, like, the perineal massage?
No.
So basically, if you get something very natural, like a vitamin E oil, and towards the later stages of your pregnancy, you basically get loads of oil, and you're going to so cringe when I say this, I know where you are, and you just put it up inside you, and you do a sweep around. And what that does is it makes the inside of you supple, and it can help actually prevent you tearing during birth.
Sorry, you shifted in my seat then. Sorry. If you're having your lunch, don't don't be put off. So, I know it's always a serious thing because I always think, you know, go for cesarean. But people, natural childbirth is the best way because because literally my friend said the people next to her had a cesarean. Sometimes you don't get the choice.
I had both cesareans. But both mine were cesareans.
You don't get the choice. Yeah. But she was up walking around, whereas people who have cesareans and stuff, they're still
Actually, I had both mine were cesareans, and I had to have them with a general anaesthetic as well. Mm. But I was going to Lakeside shopping about 3 days later.
Oh.
However, that's because I'm a shopaholic. It was a bit stupid because I was actually quite ill the next day, couple of weeks. It took me longer to recover. Mm. But I was back running within about 4 or 5 weeks. But I was stupid because it took me longer to recover because of that. You're not allowed to do any exercise for about 6 weeks. But with the massage, put it up inside you, sweep around, and it just kind of makes everything much more supple. And they actually tell you to do this before you cringe and say, Molly, is that one of your things?
No, it's lovely. It's just the way you're moving your hand around. Right, 11:47. I've got to do a few ads and we'll be back with more sweeping around from Molly. Right, we're back with Molly Miller.
Hello.
And more beauty products.
Yes. Right, okay. Now, you've got these.
I bought mine, yes.
Yeah. Oh, so they're the Bare Minerals 5-in-1 BB Advanced Performance Cream Eyeshadow SPF 15. They've got so much in them. Now, they're £17. Mm-hmm. They launched, with the launch date here, it's got July 2014. Mm. You got yours.
I got mine from QVC because they would have today's special value and I had this in there. And I will show you, actually. I'll just put it on one. Well, you can just about see it if I put it on my eye and I won't put on too much. But basically, it's like a nude. Because my eyelids are getting a little bit crepey-ish, I don't like wearing eyeshadow because I look like a transvestite when I put it on. But these give it like a nude kind of
thing. It looks absolutely fantastic because they prime.
Yep.
So it helps with any smudging or creasing. It also brightens the eye, so it diminishes dullness and discoloration, and it just gives you a more wide awake look. They smooth the fine lines. They protect because they've got SPF 15 in them, and they're long wearing. So what I love about them is the colours they come in are really soft, natural nudes. So like blushing pink, radiant sand, candlelit peach. I've got here the elegant the elegant taupe, and so they suit every single skin tone.
And they're more darkest, matte, aren't
they? Yeah, they're more matte. They've got a bit of a sheen. Some of them have got a bit of a sheen because they have got light reflecting pigments
but
in
them.
They
don't have sparkle. You know what I always say when you get a little bit old, over 30.
You don't want sparkle,
No. Or really loads of false lashes because you look a little bit...
Oh, it's ridiculous. Yeah. These have actually, if you look, these have got a bit of a very, very slight sheen in them. They have got a sheen because they are light reflecting. So you can wear them alone or you can actually layer them. So you can put them on first and then put your eyeshadow on top to really make your eyes stand out. So, I like those. I really like
those. And they will last ages.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. I like them. Lovely. Yeah, very good. Bare Minerals come up trumps again. They're very good Bare Minerals.
Yeah.
The other thing I've got here from Crabtree and Evelyn. Oh, have a smell of this. Now, again, this is... Crabtree and Evelyn, I love because they come up with the most inventive smells. And this is verbena and lavender de Provence.
That's lovely.
It's beautiful, isn't it? Yep. Very herbaceous scent. And it's, it says here it evokes a beautiful French countryside. But the shampoo is £12 and it's very moisturising. It's got lemon extract and French lavender in it. And the conditioner, again, has got the same in it as well, with glycerin. And both are £12 and they do last absolutely ages. But you know when you're in the shower that sometimes you want sort of like a... smells really lovely, doesn't it? You can't see it.
No, I can't tell you. What were you going to say? You didn't finish your sentence.
Yeah, sorry.
Sometimes when you're in the shower, people are going, what, Molly? What do you want when you're in the shower? What is it? A cup of tea? Glass of wine?
No, it's a plug hair. It's a hair.
Let's not talk about things on the plug.
Anyway, and when you're in the shower, you just want a whole sensation, don't you? like a smell. Mm. It's nice, isn't it? It's like a ritual.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I still go back to like using Johnson's Baby because I love the smell of it. I really do. But these give a really awakening. It can completely change your mood if you have a nice shower.
Yeah.
I'm in a horrible shower.
Well, no, my shower at home sort of drips. I used to have power shower. When I was over in Ireland, living in Dublin, I had 3 bathrooms, actually, by the way. I think I mentioned this on several occasions. And I do 3 bathrooms to myself.
Oh.
And a big apartment opposite the funeral directors. Anyway, but now I'm
back.
Did
you see dead people?
Only when I shut my eyes. I did actually. They used to whistle outside about 2 o'clock in the morning. And they'd be bringing a body in. I was on the back of the funeral directors.
Oh.
Yeah, you'd see like the cloth over, and they'd like we. they'd be singing something like, you know, Oops Upside Your Head. Seriously, they would. They're really jolly people. Funeral directors have to be. They do have to be.
But do you know why? Because death is actually a celebration of life. Because my personal belief...
I don't want to celebrate it yet.
Yeah, no, but I think that life goes on. So it's a celebration, really. It should be a celebration. It's like, well, hey, you're going to somewhere a bit better. Hopefully, if you've been good.
Well, depends, really.
Yeah.
Where I live now, anyway, is a bit better, to be quite honest, to be fair. Yeah, anyway.
Because you've only got one bathroom.
I've only got one bathroom. And the shower don't work properly. There's no power in the shower. You need to, when you're washing your hair, you want to be under a shower that actually sprays on you.
Like that herbal essence.
Yeah. Only if you fall over and trap your foot in something.
Finally. I've got the Eau Coloniale. Which
Hello?
Is,
what was that? Try and say that again.
I can't say it. Eau Coloniale. It's Italian.
Oh.
I think. Is it Italian?
Italian.
Yeah. Eau Coloniale. Right. It's the... these are the delightful body fragrances. I'm not reading a press release here, obviously. But I put these in the paper last week. Mm. Now, smell this one. It's okay. Absolutely gorgeous. It's got in it sandalwood, rose bouquet, and it's for seduction.
What do you have to do?
Just spray it.
Oh, you have to take that off?
No, you don't have to take it off, but you've taken it off. Just spray it. And rub it all in. But literally what I do is I spritz these through the air and I just walk through them because nobody likes something that's overpowering. I don't like really overpowering fragrances. I think I've gone into that before.
Yeah.
But what you do is you just do a quick spritz of this.
Yep.
And then just walk through it. And it just leaves you very lightly scented and it's really nice. It's not too heavy, which is to say you don't want that in the summer. No. Nobody likes to be choked. well, again, we're not going to go into asphyxiation here.
No, so, why are you always getting to that subject?
I know, because I'm always saying about choking.
Yeah. Well, it's wrong because things do, you know, they're a bit too strong. But that's
especially
nice.
Perfume. And the amount of times I walk past somebody and I'm like, you know.
Are you known for that in Brentwood? It goes that same Molly again, look. Yeah. She's not searing somebody's chest in Lakeside, she's coughing.
Yeah, no, it was wrong yesterday. Tell you, some of the things yesterday, I mean, you know, there's women in PVC dresses.
What, at Lakeside?
Yes, she was like my age.
We don't have that at Brentwood, we don't have that.
No.
I mean, I live near to Lakeside. And even I don't dress
She had a PVC dress on, I was like, oh my gosh. And then when I drove through Shenfield, everyone there is like a size zero.
Oh. They won't be going there then.
I know.
But you're all right because you're nice and tall. I'm only 5'1". I mean, you're 5'10".
I'm not 5'10". I'm 5'9".
Well, still, your legs are longer than my body. In fact, I was introduced to the people at the bar last night as Frodo.
And who's Frodo?
Frodo. It's from Lord of the Rings. One with the big the Hobbit with the big feet.
Oh.
She's been starring over in a new Hobbit film.
Oh.
And they
laughed
at me.
Oh, no, but that's sweet.
They call me the singing Hobbit.
Well, who's Hobo then?
That's a tramp.
Is it?
Who's a hobo? Yeah, that's a tramp. A hobo.
Oh no, I don't know. I've never watched Lord of the Rings. No. I've actually just bought Captain America because I heard that was a good film.
Yeah, it's not quite the same as Lord of the Rings, but it's slightly different. But you know, you will enjoy it.
I've never watched it before. I've never seen any of these films before. And I took Phoebe, my daughter, to see Maleficent before it came out, and it wasn't on. So we ended up watching Godzilla.
Right.
And I really enjoyed Godzilla, and so did she. I mean, we were like on the edge of our seats.
Yeah.
So I asked my friend Murray, and he said to me, oh, you've got to get Captain America and all these other ones. So yeah,
it's good. I do watch a lot of films. It's good to see loads of different
films. Never watch films.
No.
I watch Barbie and stuff because my son likes Barbie at the moment and Sophia the First. I mean, he's a real boy, which, you know, and he loves his football. I told you about the whole football debate. So here's a debate. If your ex-husband is a massive Charlton supporter and has been all his life, and the ex-wife goes out and buys the son a West Ham United football kit to wear at her house, is that wrong?
No, I'd be laughing.
No, you see, I think I'm actually taking it back, because actually I think men in their football, it is a real religion to some of them.
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah, and I think, as I said, it's like me, buy me a Christian, buy me a completely different book, as I said, like a Buddhism book or something like that. Yep. So I am going to take it back, because I've got empathy and I understand that West Ham... You know,
the best team in the world.
Well, I always support. You see, my family. My family always supported West Ham because, you know, we were related to someone from there, which I won't mention on air.
Oh.
Well, no, we are. Oh. My mum's cousin is married to one of the Lampards.
Oh.
Which she always loves.
Oh.
So
you're sort of famous then?
No, I'm not famous at all. But it means about I think it's about 20th down the line, I'm somewhere related to Jamie Redknapp, but about 25 down the line through marriage.
Do you need to say hello to anybody today? Just a general hello to people that might be listening out there?
Hello.
There we go.
Everyone's listening.
Just thought you might want to say hello.
Hello.
To your fans out there.
Hello.
That's nice.
Hello.
So you'll be back in another 2 weeks?
Yes.
Hopefully I will be here. I might be off in a couple of weeks' time. I might be off. So,
oh, are you? Are you for your...
Yeah. So, but I should be here in the next 2 weeks. Oh.